Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Warriors going a little too soon, and Jonathan Kuminga has just gotten teed up, and he might have gotten two tacks. He clapped right in the face of Rodney Mott, and he has been thrown out of this game, I think.
Technical foul's been called on the Warriors.
And he's going to the Kuminga locker room.
And an ejection.
Yep.
Number one, Jonathan Kuminga.
So that'll be two free throws.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Dana on the call right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Jonathan Kuminga ejected with 0.9 seconds to go left in the first half of last night's win. Up in the Pacific Northwest, 118-111, the final. JK finishes with 18 minutes played, 3 of 5 from the floor, 7 points. And you know, lightweight with the Draymond Green type of performance in a Draymond Green absence, no Draymond yesterday playing. 7 points, 6 boards, 4 assists for JK. I was liking what I was seeing from Jonathan, and I think the coach was too. And that's why the coach, actually, Joe, before you respond here, had JK's back in all of this when asked about the ejection after the game.
You know, he got fouled. It was a frustration play. I have no problem with it. I mean, he deserved the foul. He was getting fouled quite a bit. It was a physical game. And the way he ran on that play, the activity that he played with, the rebounding, he had 6 boards, you know, in one half, 17 minutes. That's the JK who can really help our team. And I love the way he played. I love the fire, the passion. I don't mind the ejection at all. I kind of liked it, actually. So I thought JK was terrific tonight.
Lightweight coming a crisis, but not really. Crisis averted when it comes to Steve Kerr and defending JK there yesterday. Did you like what you heard from Steve?
Yeah, it feels like he's doing some of the little things that Steve's looking for and having a better overall floor game. I keep coming back to this. This team right now has a couple of what I would deem to be point guards, right? Pat Spencer's a third point guard, but it's Pods and it's Curry. Curry, combo guard, but let's put him at point guard.
Yeah.
But positions 2 through 4 are pretty wide open. Whether you want to call Jimmy a 2, a 3, okay, fine. He falls in there too. Everyone after them, as we acknowledge, they don't have a power forward. They don't have a traditional 4. They just don't. Draymond might be, I guess, listed as their 4, but he's a small ball 5. You got Buddy Hield. You got Seth Curry. You got GP2. You got Moses Moody. You got Kuminga. Who else?
Will Richard now, right?
I would put him in the Pat Spencer bucket for now. Kind of like, you know, probably back and forth to Santa Cruz.
Okay, cousin Nick Friedell, who covers the team now for The Athletic and is our Odyssey NBA insider. He was tweeting last night, and sounds like Steve really likes the kid. So it's going to be a name to monitor. And we'll have Friedell on with us tomorrow, and we'll get the lay of the land there. But yeah, for now, for sure, it's premature. It's preseason.
Yeah, so.
But it was impressive yesterday.
Okay, look, I like him. I mean, maybe he'll play. Yeah. We will see. But they're pretty crowded on that perimeter. I didn't reference Melton. He's going to be working himself back from an injury. I don't think that you're going to put, you know, Jackson Rowe out there or any of the other guys that they've got that are kind of two-way players.
A Guy Santos. I don't know. He hasn't really played.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys that are potentially 2 through 4, meaning 2 guard, 3, the small forward, or 4, small ball 4, or a stretch 4, or a power forward. All right. That's 6 guys. So it's pretty cluttered. Right, and on any given night, depending on the matchups, you know, Steve Kerr's going to try to go with his guys. Well, if Moses Moody is injured right now,
yes,
and if Melton is working his way back from injury, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're down to 4 guys. Okay, and remember, we did the math. There's 240 minutes to be had by any individual player on the Warriors because there's 5 starting spots times 48 minutes in a game. We did the math, and it's roughly 100 to 120 minutes a game for the others, meaning Quentin Post, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Guy Santos, Buddy Seth, GP2, Moody, Kuminga, Melton. Now, when I take some of those guys off the board because of injuries, I think the silver lining, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga, and if I'm Jonathan Kuminga's, you know, just his from his point of view, this gives me a little opportunity here. It makes it a little less cluttered early on. If Jimmy, even if he returns, is slightly compromised, well, then there's more minutes that maybe could be had. And so instead of dividing 100 to 120 minutes among 8 guys, 9 guys, well, now we're down to like 4 or 5 guys. And see, now I can create a runway for someone like Jonathan Kuminga to start the year off and get some momentum going. If you're yo-yoed in and out of the lineup, you don't know how many minutes you're going to play. Tonight, you play 13 minutes. Tomorrow, it's 9. The next game, it's 21. It's going to be really difficult to get your footing. But if I carve out 24 minutes a night consistently for Jonathan Kuminga to start the year, I think it can make his entire season different.
Well, that's why he was so frustrated last night, too, because he realizes how important it is to stay healthy first and foremost. And when you got a guy in Avdija, you know, stepping on your ankle, I don't think he meant to do it intentionally, but he did it.
Yeah.
He should have been called. And he was pissed off. He's like, dude, that's my ankle. Like, this is my livelihood right now. I missed a few months.
He's sensitive, and
I feel him on that.
I get it. It's like when Giancarlo Stanton gets thrown up inside.
Yes.
He gets extra cautious because he's got his jaw broke.
Shattered. That's where he wears the mask or the whatever it is, the flap, all of it. I felt Jonathan Kuminga there, and I appreciated Steve Kerr having his back on that yesterday because that goes a long way for Jonathan. Now, I know Jonathan spoke after it. I don't know if we could find the sound of JK after. We'll effort it. But I know he appreciated hearing that from his head coach. And for as much as we've talked about over the summer, Joe, of, you know, he said, she said, Kerr doesn't like JK. JK doesn't like Kerr. It was nice to at least publicly hear both those guys have each other's backs like that. Can we get some nice camaraderie, some feel good stories heading into the season? This might be one of them. And maybe, just maybe, it's the start of something new when it comes to their relationship. And maybe JK can build off that performance, because I agree with Steve. He was doing everything that Steve wanted him from him. 6 boards in the first half. Okay. The playmaking, 4 assists. Awesome. Facilitating. 7 points. He was driving to the rack when he should have gotten fouled. Ended up being a turnover on him, and then got ejected. But I'm liking what I'm seeing early on in the preseason from him. And to your point, he now has an opportunity potentially to take a role in minutes from Moses Moody. We'll see what the calf strain, what the grade is. We don't know, but you want to be cautious with those things, as we've learned here in the Bay Area. It's a big opportunity for him, and it's up to him to now take it and go forward with it.
So in the middle of the 73-win season, if you look up Harrison Barnes' year and you really go game log by game log, he got off to a great start. It was a contract year for him. And he denied a contract extension early on. And it probably was the right move for him at the time. Then he rolled his ankle. He never could get going again. And it kind of derailed the entire year. And I'm a big believer in momentum in season. I think last year was so erratic for someone like, forget Kuminga, Pajemski. Started off, got his beak broken, and it felt like he never got momentum. And then by the end of the year, he got a little bit of momentum. It was about a month and a half of really good ball. Like really, 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 really good ball. And then it evaporated quickly. Think about Moses Moody. No momentum. Yo-yoed in and out of the lineups. A lot of DMPs. And then gets a little like month and a half, 2 month runway. Looks really good. And then finished on a low note. I do believe getting off to a good start can carry you throughout the year. Especially these young guys. I think it's really difficult when you get out of the gates and you're scuffling and you're not knowing what your role is and your minutes are all over the place. Think Jordan Poole in 2021. I'm a believer Jordan Poole, well, two things. A, he should have continued starting once Clay returned. I in real time said, I think we should bring Clay off the bench. Why mess with a good thing? I still stand by that. Second part, I don't think Jordan Poole evolves into the player he evolved into without the run that he had to start that 2021 season. He built off that momentum really probably for the remainder of his career.
And that, remember that play-in game where he missed the dunk. I think he got fouled, but he tried to like go at LeBron down at Crypto.com Arena.
He was the only one who wanted the ball down the stretch besides Curry.
Well, and that's going to be one of my biggest question marks for this team, health withstanding. And I kind of want to dive into that a little bit more on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Caller text, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. There was something that took place in that game last night, Joe, that I really did not like at all. And I don't want to see it going forward here in their final preseason game. I'll tell you what that is on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.